You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with That Snack Poly Cupcakes.
Hello, Troll. Hello, All Caps Nation. Glad to be here. Feeling great.
Absolutely, Caps fans. You know, this is our Thursday episode. It's going to be a little time for me and Poly to speak our minds on things that may or may not matter to you. So, hold on to your butts. Something that we know will matter to you right now, though,
Let them know.
We're going to let you know what is going to matter to you right now. And that is, if you download the DraftKings app right meow and use promo code THPN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge, everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. You're just automatically entered in this. No strings attached. Use promo code THPN now and enter the free $55 million Super Bowl challenge only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. How'd I do, Paul? I mean, I might have stuttered a little bit on that one. I don't know.
You know, you did just fine.
Okay.
You know, this is quite a bargain.
It is.
If you're into sports betting, even remotely, do this.
Yeah,
you
won't
regret it.
Exactly, and there's really no loss here. I mean, we're giving you this promo code. You get to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge with code THPN for free, and then you get an instant prize. And it could be up to $25,000 just for even playing. You could be wrong. You know, you could be picking a bad team to win. But if you use code THPN and enter, you get an automatic prize. So just do it and pick your Super Bowl champ. Who do you think is going to be the Super Bowl champ?
Well, you know, as we record, this is Sunday. It is official now. It is the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers.
What? In the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everybody, they kept talking about how great it would be to have Mahomes versus Brady. You know, it's always suspect when these things come true, but, you know,
it's like the Penguins winning cups back to back.
Yeah.
Sus.
As a Raider fan, I hope the Chiefs don't win. I don't know. I think they're a little too explosive, and I think the Chiefs are going to beat the Buccaneers.
The Chiefs won last year, right?
They did.
When was the last time somebody won a Super Bowl back to back? I don't think it's happened in my lifetime.
It has happened in your lifetime. In the 90s, the Broncos won back-to-back. John Elway beat the Packers, and then I don't know who else. There may have been a back-to-back. There's been a lot of teams that have played back-to-back, like the Seahawks won, and then the next year lost to the Patriots.
Right.
I think the Patriots have gone to a couple back-to-back. I feel like Tom Brady had to have won a back-to-back at some point.
Yeah, I'm...
He had to.
Okay, maybe it's not that hard.
Well, I've noticed it seems to be this trend in professional sports, especially in football and hockey. It seems like, and it probably has to do with it takes time to build, a legit program.
Right.
A lot of teams seem to go to a couple in a row, but don't win them. You know, like a perfect example is like the Penguins and Red Wings. They each went two in a row and only won one. And then plenty of times that the Patriots won or lost and then made it back the next year. The Seahawks did it. The Chiefs, they're at two in a row. They may or may not win. Like, just looking back at, like, just take a look at Super Bowl and Stanley Cup champions.
Right.
And you'll see there's a lot of times where teams went a couple years in a row, but it's just, it's so crazy that you can get that far and be one game away and not repeat.
Well.
Like when the Packers lost to the Broncos.
Yeah.
That was their second in a row. They won the year before.
Right.
And then they lost, which started the Broncos two in a row.
Sure, but I mean, I think that in sports, that's pretty common for a team to go to the end, to the last game of the season, 2 years in a row. Because they're built for that.
Yeah, it just shows you there's not, like, many miracle runs happening.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Like, for sure, like, yeah.
Teams are really being built.
Yeah, and not a lot of Cinderella stories. I get it.
So who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. Football's for dummies, dude. Who gives a fuck?
Who would you rather win? I mean, do you have a pick?
Probably the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably. I don't know. It'd be cool to... I mean, I don't care because I can respect Tom Brady at least, and I think that, like, it'd be insane to see him switch from the Patriots because him and... He, like, brought, like, Gronk back. He brought, like, all these people with him, right, to Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Really, the only person I'm not rooting for in Tampa Bay is Antonio Brown.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
That guy's an idiot. But all of his craziness aside, just looking at his athletic ability, he's, it'd be nice that he get a ring, I guess. But really, if I'm happy with their success, it's for, like Gronk and Tom Brady.
When's the Super Bowl? When's it going down?
It's always 2 weeks after the conference, so... Not this coming week. So it'll be like February 14th, maybe? Or no. Interesting. February 7th, I think.
Okay. Well.
So, all that goes back to DraftKings.
Absolutely. Caps fans, remember, get the DraftKings app now. Use promo code THPN. Enter this this bet for a free, a free entry into the Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everybody gets an instant prize of up to $25,000. But if you win $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge, just fucking do it. Just do it for us. Do it for us. And we'll thank us later.
Yeah. Maybe throw us a bone.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If you win, maybe like $1 million or two. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've spent like 10 minutes on that fucking ad read.
They definitely got their money's worth out of us.
Absolutely. So, Caps fans, I guess we should just pop some tabs, huh?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
All right. So, here's the thing, Caps fans. As you know, this is our segment-based episode where we're going to talk about stuff. I usually bitch. Polly has, like, some uplifting bullshit to feed you and make you happy. So, this week... We're going to be talking about, the Hockey Troll Hip Check is 120% about the whole COVID situation going on in DC right now.
And snack time, I'm going to talk a little bit about Tom Wilson. And then I actually bought this book, and it's a Washington Capitals trivia. And I think Troll and I are going to have a little competition. I think each chapter is like 15 questions, multiple choice. So we can just duke it out and see who does better in their individual chapters.
Okay. Or I don't know if we should do all 15. 30 questions? It's
like,
a lot.
I mean, we can...
Maybe do like 5 each.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get right into it because last week's episode was... Or last Monday's episode was really long. We had Richard Blosser on. So if you didn't catch it, check it out. Total beauty there. You know, I think that... Yeah. I think we should just get going. What do you think?
Well, today is game day, right? So go Caps.
Yeah. So, as you're probably listening to this or getting ready to listen to this or have already listened to this, 7 p.m. Thursday, the 28th, New York Islanders. So hopefully we're talking to you and we've beat them on Tuesday. And we don't continue to get embarrassed by our former lovable coach, Barry Trotz, who we should have never let go. And, hopefully we're taking it to him this week. I haven't been keeping up. It's really hard. Paulie, have you noticed that it's like a lot harder to keep up with hockey this year?
Yeah.
Even with fantasy. Like, there's just so many games and things are changing day to day. It's so insane. Yeah. I can't, you know, it's going to be crazy to see, like, whatever free agency shakes out.
Yeah, and actually a tweet I just saw before we started recording. Elias Pettersson is looking to get a new agent, so who knows what that will do to his future contracts.
Like Canuck?
Yeah.
Elias Pettersson?
Yeah.
No shit.
It's a preliminary report. By now, by the time you listen, it's either confirmed or debunked, probably.
Right.
But, you know, maybe...
That shit doesn't just come out for no reason, though.
Yeah. And, I mean, Vancouver's on the up and up, but, you know, maybe he'll say, you know, overpay me or I leave. So...
I would.
Something to watch out for.
Right. All right. Well, Hockey Troll Hip Check?
Let's do it.
All right, Cavs fans, hold on to your butts.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
All right, Cavs fans, so I don't know if you heard, but...
Bird is the word.
God damn it.
And our logo is a bird, so, you know, that's funny. I'm sorry, continue.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Caps fans, I don't know if you heard, but there's this player who plays for Boston. His name's Brad Marchand. He's a rat. He looks like a rat.
Hockey Troll's fantasy captain.
He is my captain on fantasy this year. Lighten it up. Good player. I personally really like Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I would. I think any team would love him if they were on his team.
Right.
And he's very hateable, but we've got guys like that on our squad.
And I think Marchand knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Whether it's ill-advised or not, he just doesn't give a fuck. And that's what I love about him. He just does not. He gives zero fucks about a lot of things. So here's what Brad Marchand had to say about the Washington Capitals four players being forced into quarantine after Samsonov has tested positive for COVID and Ovi, Orlov, and Kuznetsov all broke. God damn it, Paulie. Just fucking pour a fucking beer. Learn how to fucking pour a beer silently, for fuck's sake. God damn it. How do I do it? How do I do it with this fucking guy? Yeah. Okay. Good. Beer's been poured. You weren't even done with the original beer. Like, finish your goddamn mug before you fucking... Now you're probably going to spill all the fucking beer all over my shit.
No, I'm going to let it settle.
All right. That is a like a $2,000 laptop sitting next to you. I just want you to know. Just saying.
I'm
just
an adult. No press. All right? I know how to handle things.
You're a bowl in a china shop. Sometimes I envision you walking into a place just, like, going back and forth, yeah, arms.
I'm like a Chris Farley motherfucker.
Noodle arms, doing spins and pirouettes. Fuck, you fucked up my segment too already. Jesus Christ. All right, anyways. So, Brad Marchand had some shitty things to say about the Washington Capitals and their four stars who are now sitting in quarantine because Samsonov has tested positive for COVID and OV, literally the Washington Capitals captain, and Orlov and Kuznetsov all were like hanging out with him, breaking protocol in the hotel. He said this: I think the big thing is it's more of a respect thing. We all want to be able to play, and there's rules in place for a reason. And they're not that hard to follow. We all know the consequences of breaking the rules, and we know what the rules are. So they brought that on themselves. We've all been told very heavily what we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. So it is what it is on their side of things. I think it just comes down to having respect for one another. You can easily hurt your team by breaking the rules and potentially getting it and having to quarantine. It's pretty simple to follow the rules. If you get it by chance, it is what it is. It's almost inevitable. But if you're going to put yourself in that situation, that's on you. Caps fans, I hate to say it, but Brad Marchand is completely 100% right. Ovechkin, Orlov, Kuznetsov, and Samsonov are fucking idiots in this situation. I love these players. They're incredible players. But they fucked around and got caught. And got caught. This is fucking stupid. How could you be so fucking stupid? You know that this is the thing. I mean, no one has said, well, I didn't know. No one has come to their defense. Even their own teammates have said, look, I mean, everything was pretty clear as to what the fucking rules were. If you were in here defending them in a way that, like, well, that rule's stupid. You know what? It may be stupid. You know, society, people, they have to fucking follow rules, right? There's so many dumb rules in the world. Don't speed. Don't spit. Don't murder people. Stupid fucking rules, but we still got to follow them, as dumb as they are. You know, if somebody pisses you off, you can't go murder their family. Idiotic, I know. But you still have to follow them or you go to jail if you get caught.
And in this instance, our boys went to hockey jail.
And they got caught. If they didn't get caught, it would have been fine. But the worst part of it all is it blew up in their face because Samsonov has the fucking virus.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, and now like all of our studs could potentially have it too. So right as we stand right now, we're about two games left in their as you're hearing this now, about two games left into their quarantine. But or no, they should be out, right? Because it's a 4-game quarantine.
I think tonight is the last game they'll miss.
Right. So, I mean, I think that the Caps have likely gone undefeated to this point, in this sense, for this week. But if they go 0-for, this did not age well. This whole thing did not age well at all. This whole situation has been bad. And Brad Marchand's fucking right. In fact, the game that they could return to is on Sunday It's on Sunday, and it is the Caps versus the Bruins.
Yeah, so they'll have a chance to call him out on it. But, you know, he is right. And it sucks that you got to hear it from a guy who licks people's faces.
Yeah, like the position is indefensible. This is Grenada here. Like you can't go in there and say there's like zero moral high ground. There's like you're just wrong if you're siding with the boys right now, which sucks. It sucks bad because the reason that those protocols are in place are because people that are smarter than you and the average fan and the fucking players have thought about this and they're experts in their field in containing this thing. So, and it goes to show because they found out immediately, like, who have you been around and did you break any protocols? And they obviously thought it was serious enough that they had to like let the team or whoever it was had to let the authorities know, the powers that be to know that like these people were in my hotel room after Samsonov tested positive, right? Like that's how they found out, right, Paulie? At least that's how I read the story, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. You're on the road. You want to be with the boys. You don't like the rule. I get all that. I mean, yeah, that's the best part of road trips is being with the boys. But I mean,
things gotta are take weird. One for the team, literally.
Yeah, I mean, the world is weird right now. You just got to suck it up and follow the rules because it's either you follow the rules and you get to play hockey or you do this shit and look like an asshole.
Right.
So, you know, and actually, is Natasha, is that Ovechkin's wife's name?
I have no idea.
It's with an N. I can't remember if it's Natasha or Natalia.
Yeah.
I probably look like an asshole right now, but...
You do.
Yeah. So do you.
What about her? Yeah, she came... She was like...
She posted...
She posted on Instagram about, like, it's a Russian thing, and... Sure. Hey.
Well, she was saying that Ovi and Orlov actually have the antibodies.
Sure.
But that still...
How do you do that? How do you get antibodies?
I think you have to have exposure to it.
You just get tested and they're like, oh,
well, you're good. Well, it's like if you get a blood test, they can see that you have the antibodies.
Okay.
So either they donated or just got a blood test. And even, that may be true. They could, you know, I don't understand this whole thing, but they could be 100% immune to it. Right. But still doesn't change the rules that are in place.
Yeah, and it just goes back to, like, the stupid rules, like, don't murder. Stupid.
Right.
You know? It sucks that you have to follow these dumbass rules, but, hey, you know, you kill somebody, you're going to go to jail.
Yeah, it's society. Follow the rules.
Yeah, it's stupid, but it happens. Well, there's my rant. I mean, it wasn't a true rant. It was just more like, you got, I mean, if you're trying to defend them at any point, I think that all of your defense conversations need to go like, yeah, that's a stupid rule, but they're absolutely out of line for breaking the rule that they were told a million times not to do and were given every like expectation and clear guidelines as to how this thing was going and there's a world pandemic, so you should probably like not do the bad thing. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's my rant. And hey, you know what? From what I saw the past couple games, and again, we record on Sunday, so I don't know what the Islanders series is going to look like, but I liked it. I mean, it was exciting to see all these kids come out and play, all these guys who were on the taxi squad, maybe like TVR, guys that we wouldn't normally see. A little refreshing to see, you know, five spots because Tommy's down, get filled.
Yeah, it was...
When was the last time that you've had a five-spot turnover of somebody, of like the, and four of them being the top 10 in
probably,
recent Caps history?
Probably never.
Yeah, I mean, the Caps generally like make a move every once in a while for like a top four defenseman and then like maybe one in the top six. But for the past few years, it's been lock.
Yeah.
The top three lines have been lock.
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
So, I mean, you know, You're changing a winger on the third line every once in a while, but that's it. So, pretty interesting. Not in the way that you'd love to see it, but, you know, interesting nonetheless. But anyways, we got to tell you about one of our newer shows, Skates and Plates. Pretty awesome show, man, on the Winnipeg Jets. So they talk Jets stuff. They're in Winnipeg. And they also talk, like, about food in, like, local restaurants. And they have, like, a local restaurant come on, I guess, and, like, talk to them.
Yeah, and if you want to hear more about the recent Blockbuster trade, this would be a good podcast to check out and hear what they have to say on the Pierre-Luc Dubois and Patrick Laine trade.
We've been drinking. All right. Well, yeah, anyways, here's the commercial.
Calling all Jets fans and foodies. What's going on, guys? I'm Brandon Rewicki, the host of Skates and Plates on the Hockey Podcast Network. Look, if you love Jets hockey, this is the place for you. In-depth breakdowns from every game, a deep dive into the big plays and moments from Winnipeg's season, and all the Jets talk you will not find anywhere else. We got it for you on Skates and Plates. Plus, if you love carbs and everything tasty, we jump into the world of food as well. Once a week, we also speak with a member of the local culinary scene to highlight their great stories and the great food they put out. So there it is. Hockey, Jets, food, drink, everything good in life. It's right here on Skates and Plates on the Hockey Podcast Network.
So there it is. Brandon Rewicki. Hit him up. Skates and Plates. I'm hungry already, maybe because I'm drunk.
I got the perfect remedy for that.
Do you?
Snack time.
Is it snack time with Poly Cupcakes?
Let's do it. It's snack time with Poly Cupcakes. So, I want to talk about Tom Wilson.
I feel like this is a late addition to the outline.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So, he absolutely has been the star of the young season.
Sure.
Trying to pull up his profile here. He's been hitting. He's been scoring. He has set up some beautiful plays. I think he has made himself the most valuable player in the NHL.
Whoa. I agree. But you know what? I love St. Thompson. And you know, he doesn't even throw hands anymore, hardly. Like, yeah. He will. But he plays between the whistles and absolutely destroys people. And he doesn't even have to fucking punch faces anymore. On top of that, he's an incredible skater and a scoring threat. Like, he gets going full head of steam. And he's basically just unstoppable. Freight train.
Yeah. I mean, he's through the first five games. He's got 6 points. It's... three of each, goals and assists. He's +2. For whatever reason, it's not showing his hits and blocked shots, but he's got plenty of those as well.
He's definitely had, before he was injured, he definitely had a couple 10-plus hit.
Yeah, I think the first Penguin game, he had 10-plus hits. I just think that the way he plays... It is the absolute most complete game in professional hockey.
I would say so. I mean, I'd say, like, he does it everything.
Yeah.
Scores goals, back checks, plays good D, and hits.
Digs deep in the corner.
Fights.
He sets up nice passes, can also finish. I mean, he's a special guy. You know, I think there are other guys in the league are in this category. The top three that come to mind, they're not as good as Wilson, but other guys in that category, I think. Dallas's Jamie Benn, Colorado's Gabriel Landeskog, and even Evander Kane in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any of these guys are very valuable. But I think I was actually just telling my dad earlier today, Sunday when we record, that if I was building a franchise right now, I would start with Tom Wilson.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Those some bold... Really?
Yeah. I would start with Tom Wilson. Because I think he... Not that you're going to necessarily build around him, but he may not be the brightest shining star.
Okay.
But he's, you know... He's the most complete package.
So I don't know if I'd go that far. But you do bring up an interesting point and an interesting angle. Because, you know, we're Caps fans, right? For a long time, I mean, the captains of the Washington Capitals were, you know, I mean, Dale Hunter is a good example. He was a pugilist there at the end, but he's a skilled player in the beginning. You know, so it's kind of like a switch with Tommy, but that's, I do wonder what that would, and you're talking like an expansion team. You would just take Tom Wilson first.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it,
and I think the only reason to take a quote-unquote scorer over him would be to sell tickets. But, like, thinking about, like, gameplay and, you know, building a defensively sound but also aggressive offensive team, you know, just having a well-rounded team, I would want Tom Wilson. He'd be my archetype I'd want to build around.
Yeah, and I truly think that there's not a lot of players in the, I think there's maybe five that are close to Tom Wilson. Honestly. I think that the things that he does defensively, like we just covered, defensively, skating, hitting, leadership, blah, 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 blah. Just like, there is no other Tom Wilson, but there are many that are, there's like a hand, four or five, that are sort of like him. Mm-hmm. And you named like Evander Kane, but like Evander Kane's a shit leader. You're never going to pin a fucking letter on Evander Kane's chest.
Yeah. And the other two, you know, they each have C's.
Right. Yeah.
And that, I mean, that says a good deal because, you know, Landeskog isn't the top points guy on his team. I don't think Jamie Benn is either.
Right. But is Landy, Landy's a defenseman, isn't he?
No, he's a forward.
Oh, interesting. Well, there you go. That's how I thought he was.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, it goes to show you how valuable that style is on those other teams.
Yeah. For sure. Interesting take, Paulie. Interesting take. All right. Are we getting into trivia? Yeah.
So, I went a little crazy, and it didn't... It's empty. Relax. Give it to me, Paulie. I went a little crazy on Amazon and NHL.com. If you're watching the stream, this hat and jersey are brand new. I ordered a bunch of shit.
Paulie's been on, he just can't, he can't be trusted on the fucking internet.
Show him that koozie I got you.
Oh, yeah. He got me, he's just buying things. I mean, he's got this Ovechkin 700 goal koozie. Incredible. I'll be using that a lot. NHL.com. I was just using it in lieu of like our summer skates. Shout out summer skates, but.
Yeah, so you got two OV koozies now.
Mm-hmm.
NHL.com was having a 25% sale. So when you're hearing this, check it out. See if they still have it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so I bought the Ultimate Washington Capitals Trivia Book.
Okay.
All right. Let's have a little competition.
Show the camera. Show the camera what it looks like. Okay.
And it is by Ray Walker.
Okay. Shout out Ray Walker.
We'll have a little competition. We'll do 5-on-5.
Yeah, 5-on-5. 5-on-5 questions. Just start it like chapter one. Is there a theme to each chapter? Are there chapters?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to skip chapter one because it's the first season. So those are pretty tough.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We'll start. We weren't born yet. Chapter two. Jerseys and numbers.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Now, this is something that I'm terrible. I don't even know.
That's fair.
We'll go do it. Do it. But tell everybody how bad I am with jerseys and jersey numbers. I mean, I played with guys for years in college. Still didn't know their number. Yeah. Fuck.
And if you knew their number, you didn't know their name.
Yeah. So, like, it's crazy because our goalie, well, my defensive partner for about 6 years now, for about like the first 3 years, I just called him goalie because the first time I ever saw him play hockey, Ricky,
yeah,
it was fucking, he was a goalie.
Yeah.
So literally the first 3 years, I called him goalie and I'd be like, what's up, goalie? Like, as he came in and he was like, dude, after like year three, he was like, dude, we've been playing hockey together for 3 years. Like, I'd like you to call me by my name.
Yeah. And I was like, realize,
no. I said, what's your name?
I didn't even realize that he skated out.
Like, yeah.
It was a couple years of him being goalie before. Now he just plays defense. He's only goalie when he's needed.
Right. Now I barely remember his goaltending years. I mean, he still plays goalie, but you know what I mean, right? Like, right. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So let's break into this.
Mm. All right.
How many Capitals players have had their jersey number retired? A, 0.
Oh, it's multiple guess? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm so good at this shit. Okay.
B, 4. C, 7. D, 9.
B, 4.
That's correct.
Yes. All right, okay. So that's 1. I'm just going to mark 1. I'm going to give myself a tally. HT, 1-for-1. Okay. Question number 2.
Okay. Oh, a couple of these are pretty easy.
Okay, Paul, you can't be sandbagging. We said 5 questions.
Hall of Famer winger Mike Gardner had his number retired in 2008. What number did he wear?
28.
A, 11.
Oh, fuck. I forgot his multiple choice.
B, 14. C, 21. D, 32.
D, 32.
Is A, 11.
Fuck, Mike Gardner's 11. I'm terrible. All right. I'm 1-for-2 here.
The highest jersey number worn in Capitals history has been 96. Who wore it? Nathan Walker, Jaromir Jagr, Milan Novi, Phil Housley.
That's hard. Jagr wore 68. 96. And who was it? Who were the...
Nathan Walker, Jagr, Milan Novi, Phil Housley.
Nathan Walker.
No, it's Phil Housley.
Fuck, that was who... God damn it. All right, that was who I was... I told you I would suck at this fucking category. Fucking bullshit. All right. All right. So how many of you... That's
3.
3, okay. You're keeping track, right? Because I'm just keeping track of how many I got right.
Yeah, you've gotten 1 out of 3.
Yeah, all right. Go. What's the next one?
In which season did Washington introduce a black alternate jersey?
Black alternate jersey? Oh, okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
76, 77, 81, 82, 97, 98, 18, 19.
97, 98.
Correct.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so you're at 50 right now.
Yeah, 50% capacity. Whew, okay. Last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who has been the only player to wear 88 for the Capitals? Nate Schmidt.
Nate Schmidt.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Three for five. All right. Hockey Trolls, three for five on the trivia. The ultimate Washington Capitals trivia book. I wonder if this Ray Walker has a fucking Twitter, because we should definitely be getting some money for this.
Yeah. Free advertising. Well, they had one of these for every team, so I don't know if it was a different author or if he did every team.
Wow. I mean, imagine that. Okay, so
the answers are at the end of the chapter.
Okay.
Each chapter is only like 3 pages, though.
So then I should go to a next chapter and do a different chapter with you? Or
I would probably pick a different chapter.
Or are we going to go jersey numbers still? No, I mean, no,
because I bounced around that. I didn't go in order.
Why?
Because some of them were ridiculously easy. Like, who has worn the C on their jersey since
Pauly,
2010?
They all need to be. I mean, this is. You can't just make. You can't. So you've stacked the deck against me, is what you're saying.
You can do the same exact thing to me.
All right, fine.
Fuck and you, I also Pauly. Avoid. Oh, like, okay, know, another Pauly, one was the entire NHL retired 99. True or false? Like, come on.
I don't know if that's true or false.
99 is retired. They also asked it for Lemieux, though. I don't think 66 is retired.
No, 66 is not, because Lemieux's a bum. Okay, fine. We'll go from chapter 4.
Okay.
Which is catchy nicknames.
All right.
Are you keeping score? Here is a pen. Keep right, score on something.
I'll do on my phone.
Oh, on your phone. Okay, wow. Real fucking high tech. Okay. All right.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The team nickname for the Washington Capitals is the DCers, the Washers, the Caps, or the Presidents.
Pretty tough.
Fuck.
The Caps.
Okay. All right. This could be our best segment ever. Okay, all right. God, you're right. Some of these are trash. okay.
For someone who's very unfamiliar, it could be very informative.
True. There's you could probably, like, if you are just like, I like the Caps, I want to learn more, definitely a pretty good one. All right, here's a good one. The Ice Cheetah was the nickname of which former Washington forward? A, Jason Chimera, B, Craig Laughlin, C, Sergei Fedorov, or D, Mike Gartner?
Chimera.
Fuck. Yep, that's it. You're right. Nice.
Right. That the only reason I picked that one because of his name, Cheetah Chimera.
That is not at all why he was called.
Well, sometimes
Chimera, the Ice Cheetah.
Sometimes it's like, oh, he's fast, and his name sounds like it. You know.
Okay, Pauly, you don't have to think. You don't have to explain why you picked that. But okay,
I got lucky, is what I was saying.
Okay. goaltender Don Beaupré had a couple of nicknames when playing with the Capitals. One was Donny Bo, and the other was Beaupré, Bobo, Donny Boy, or Dope.
Donny Boy.
Wrong. Bobo.
Oh, okay.
Haha, fucker. All right, so you're two right, one wrong. Okay, and I got three right. All right, so you can only get one right. You have to get one or more right to beat me.
Yeah.
Okay. Defender Sergei Gonchar was often known as Gonch while skating with the Capitals, but he was also known by a second nickname. What was it? A. Surge, B. Brad Pitt, C. Rocket, or D. Benjamin Button?
Surge.
Wrong. It was Benjamin Button.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good one, too. I think it's because he looked like him.
Damn.
Okay. Russian veteran forward Ilya Kovalchuk was acquired by the Capitals in late February 2020. This is a very recent book. Okay. He's often called Kovy by his teammates, but what is his more creative nickname? A. The $103 million man. B. The man from Uncle, UNCLE. Uncle. C. The spy, or D. Kovalchuk, the night stalker.
Jesus, his more creative nickname?
Yeah.
Let me hear those one more.
A. The $103 million man. B. The man from Uncle. C. The spy, or D. Kovalchuk, the night stalker.
The $103 million man.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. It's probably because of his contract.
That's good job, Paulie. Yes, that's exactly why. That's exactly why. I'm glad that you could connect those dots.
So we're going to have a nice European tie, huh?
Yeah. So was that five?
Yeah. I got three.
Okay.
I thought I was going to sweep when I got the first two, but you picked some doozies.
Yeah.
Bobo.
Dude, this is a pretty cool book.
Yeah.
You could probably read it in like 2 hours, like straight.
Yeah, through, I mean, but it's like double spaced and it only uses half the page.
But,
and it's very interesting. You just keep going.
300 mind bending questions, as well as 150 famous facts and anecdotes about the franchise. That's a good buy. $8?
Yeah.
Hey. It's going to be limitless content for us, I can see already.
Yeah, so hopefully we helped satisfy your appetite for Washington Capitals information and trivia.
Yep, and if you cared, Paulie and I tied. It's like kissing your sister.
Yeah.
So, that's a tie. I think that's a gentleman's tie.
Yeah, I just watched last week Ed Lasso on Apple TV. Or Ted Lasso. It's about the American college football coach who takes over a Premier League soccer program.
Oh, yeah?
And that's one thing they talk about is how ties are a thing and he just can't get over it. So, I guess like in America we do tie.
Right.
The NHL, when did they change? Was it...
After the lockout.
Was it the original lockout or the half-season lockout?
2005, because then they put in the overtime and then they put out in the shootout.
Yeah, I'm glad. I don't necessarily hate a tie, but I'm glad that they're not a thing. So I guess I do hate them.
I hate a fucking tie. Yeah. I think the shootout's great. So when I first started watching hockey... It was a USHL level, so every game it was like it was now, but it was a five on five overtime, and I want to say it was the entire period.
Damn.
Yeah, and then it went into a shootout.
When I was growing up, the ECHL was doing shootouts. I think when the NHL wasn't,
mm-hmm.
And that's like. People used to go, the place would just be electric.
Yeah, like watching shootout. That live, though, man. Yeah. Like, I get, like, why they did that at the lower level and saw, like, how electric it was. Because watching a shootout live is like nothing else. Like, everybody just stands up and it's just like, you're cheering either way or you're in fucking ridiculous despair.
Yeah.
The highs and lows of a shootout are incredible. So...
Yeah, I wanted... Every game to go to a shootout, get a home team win.
Right. Free hockey, baby.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like, when you, like, there's always that air of, like, uncertainty, right? Especially if you don't know the shootout rules explicitly, because it's like, how many, what shooter are we on? Even people who know hockey are like, wait, who win? Can they end it now? Like, I know now, right? Because it's three shooters. But there's always the fans, like, so excited, but also uncertain because they don't know the rule. So right. It's like, well, does it end now? Is that it? And then there's always that person who's like, oh, fuck, yeah, it's already over. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Or thinking it's done and like, oh, yeah, there's more.
Yeah. Well, Caps fans, we've drunkenly rambled at you for long enough today, I think. Remember, go to DraftKings, enter your code THPN, make an account, do all the stuff, thank us later when you win millions. And if you win millions, you're contractually obligated just by listening to this to give us at least $1 million. I swear to God, we'll put it back into the podcast and my yacht.
Yeah, and you know, if we take a vacation with it, we'll take a few pictures for Caps Chirp, so it's going back into the podcast.
Yeah, we'll do the podcast from the yacht.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Like, oh, sorry for that background noise. It's just the ocean.
I think that if we're on the yacht, we would have way different background noise. Like, never mind. I can't get into that. Yeah. But
okay.
Listen, Caps fans, if you like the podcast, which if you're at this point, fuck, you might as well just go to wherever you listen to us and give us 5 stars.
5 stars only.
And a nice review. And we'll love you forever.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Hope you have a great week and weekend, Caps fans. We will see you on Monday. I have a good feeling about this team, though, Pauly.
Yeah, they're physical, sometimes fast. They're fun to watch.
Overall deep, though. Overall deep.
They are deep. And the next game coming up, we got a game tonight, and then Chara plays his former team.
Let's go. All right, Caps fans, have a great week and weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Oh, no, we did make our predictions on the Monday episode.
Yeah, I went 3-0. We're going 3-0.
Yeah, okay, that's right, yeah. I said 1-0-2.
Now we're fucking with the space-time continuum, so yeah. We better just quit.
Let's go back to the future.
All right. Caps fans, take care. Pauly Cupcakes, Hockey Troll, signing off.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Pauly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Pauly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network, at Hockey Podnet on social, and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network, every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.